Item number three, from the Director, Milwaukee County Cooperative Extension, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract for staffing of Milwaukee County UW Cooperative Extension for the period January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, in the amount of $157,614.
Ms. Gomez, welcome.
Good morning, Chairman Broderick and members of this committee. My name is Eloisa Gomez, and I'm the director for the Office of Cooperative Extension. For the 2013 budget, we were approved for funding, and as it relates to our state statutes, being part of the university system, we request that the Parks Energy Committee, which is our, for Milwaukee County, is our extension committee, approve the contract in effect for the year. We did receive approval for this funding. We're looking for approval for the contract. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes to tell you just a little bit about Cooperative Extension, especially for the newer members. UW Cooperative Extension is part of the university system. We have a variety of divisions within the university system. Cooperative Extension is one of the divisions. It's a division of UW Extension. Cooperative Extension is in all 72 counties of Wisconsin. The Milwaukee office is the largest, the most urban, and we have the most programming, and we have the largest budget within the among the Cooperative Extension offices. Each office reports to a committee of county government. In the smaller counties, there are standing committees called extension committees. Here in our large urban area, our extension committee is really this committee. So we look to this committee to provide reports to you, let you know how we're coming along. We look for your advice. We hopefully try to meet with you on a regular basis and keep you informed of our good work. So we have we serve about 73,000 Milwaukee County residents or organizations each year. We have a staff of approximately 40 individuals from full-time to part-time, interns, VISTAs, limited-term employees. Through the contract we have with Milwaukee County, County provides our location where we're at, which is part of the state statutes. In all 72 counties, the county government provides the space. And it provides 40% funding for our faculty members, and that's up to 4 faculty members. With your support, with your 40% support of our faculty, what it does is it allows us to leverage the funds from the university system, and it allows us to go after other state dollars, other federal dollars, other private sector dollars, including receiving gifts from individuals. So we really attempt to be responsive to the needs of the local government we're in. In Milwaukee, I think our educators are doing an excellent job of responding to the needs in the community. Can we do it all? Absolutely not. But with the county dollars, we really are able to leverage an additional $1.5 million approximately to the support that we get from Milwaukee County government. So I think it's an excellent partnership. This is a highly leveraged partnership. We have a variety of educators doing excellent work in 4 main areas. One is youth development, and the second is family living. Our third area is called CONRAD, which stands for Community Natural Resources and Economic Development. And our fourth area is horticulture, urban agriculture. So in those 4 areas, we have approximately 30 different programs. Trying to do the best we can. So one example in urban ag horticulture is our community garden rental program. And in Wisconsin, this is the largest amount of public land used for gardening. So we think it's an excellent way to, I think, promote growing your own food through the use of county land, in essence. And I think that's an example. Another area is 4-H. 4-H is traditionally viewed as more of a country, rural kind of program, and yet in our area, we are really beginning to focus much more on the STEM profession. So we're really interested in middle school and high school students gaining more STEM-related skills. The 4-H curriculum is a hands-on curriculum, so it's not like another extension of the classroom. It's rather more hands-on and group learning. We use a number of volunteers to provide the service in the community, and I think we're doing some really excellent work. In addition to the 73,000 county residents that we serve, we have approximately 5,000 volunteers who, if you underwrote that, I think it's $18 an hour for Wisconsin standards per hour for a volunteer. So if you multiplied, the 5,000 plus times 18 and the number of hours that they serve, you know, it's really an important contribution, again, that Milwaukee County makes through the partnership with Cooperative Extension. It's not specific to the contract, but I thought it might be kind of a nice overview, and I provided some handouts, just a sampling of the programs that are provided, again, through this partnership.
Questions of Ms. Gomez? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Gomez, how long have you been with the extension? It's been a while, right?
5.5 years.
Okay, very good. And the event that you have at State Fair, which is in the fall, why don't you talk about that?
Thank you. All the other counties have had a state fair except for Milwaukee County, because the state fair is here in Milwaukee County, so we've really typically not had a county fair. But we decided to try to revive that. One is to let people know about the different extension programs that we offer in the community. As a result of, I think, a strong support from a number of community members, there is now a separate 501c3 organization that is running the county fair. It's always the last weekend in September, and it's part of Harvest Fest, which is on the state fair grounds. And so we provide a lot of programs. We let the community know about our beekeeping program is, I think, an excellent example. I mean, the kids in particular are really attracted to, you know, how do you raise bees? And so, again, it's an example of educating the public about a variety of needs in the community. It's also a way to say, gosh, this is an entrepreneurial opportunity with beekeeping. So we use that particularly... the horticulture programs as well. I think we think of horticulture as just, you know, what trees to plant, what plants to grow. But really, when you think about it, the investment people put into their lawn care can be significant. And the kind of diseases that occur, we really see this as an opportunity to educate the public. So thank you. I didn't bring that one up.
Well, and you also have a program where you recognize some of your brightest and best, which is very cool. But I was very taken back by the number of people that were there for that. So congratulations. I know we have an amendment, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make a motion for approval of this item.
The motion is to approve. We do have an amendment based on the advice of Das Fiscal. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just looking around for that amendment. If it's kosher, then I just want to actually ask Ms. Gomez a question, Mr. Chairman. Is it true, Ms. Gomez, the extensions were a product of the administration of President Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, my goodness. That's a wonderful trivia question, and
I
don't know the answer
yesterday.
To that.
Okay, that's all right. Mr. Chairman, at risk of embarrassing our respected witness today, thanks to the Public Interest Leadership Development Conference, which I attended with the help of the Extension a few months ago, I learned that, the Extension system was, in fact, created by President Abraham Lincoln. So this is something going back way long time in our nation's history.
Does he send his regards?
Well, he's kind of quiet nowadays. But, and I have done quite a bit through the extension here locally. Of course, we have the community garden down at 6th and Howard, South 6th and West Howard. On the north side of Howard is where the University Extension has their garden, and they help out quite a bit with the community garden on the south side. The 4-H program here in Milwaukee does a lot, and I'd really like to look at broadening what it can do, what we can do with it. and I'd like to help more with that. It helps a lot with youth education and empowerment and vitalization. It's really fantastic, and because of that, I wholly support everything that you're asking of us today.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Is that a motion to approve, sir?
And, Mr. Chair, that
amendment
would be, yes.
And if the clerk could, would you please read the amendment into the record?
Amendment number one by Supervisor Howe. To add the following be it further resolved clause to the resolution. Be it resolved that the chairman of the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment is hereby authorized and directed on behalf of Milwaukee County to execute the contract between Milwaukee County and the University of Wisconsin Extension for delivery of programs relating to youth, families, communities, the environment, and horticulture for the period commencing January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, for which Milwaukee County will pay the University of Wisconsin Extension $157,614 as set forth in the said contract, and be it further resolved that the board authorizes the payment for any services rendered prior to county board approval.
And it's the be it resolved clause last read that is the modification of language. The amendment is before us. We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Haas. Is there any further question regarding the amendment? On the amendment, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to amend is approved.
And on the item as amended. Further questions? Hearing none, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve the item as amended, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve the item as amended is approved.
Thank you, Ms. Gomez.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Item number 4, please.